The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Recently, a judge declared a Pennsylvania law which protected marriage as being between a man and a woman only to be in violation of the U.S. Constitution. In degrading language, he insists this law should be discarded, quote, into the ash heap of history. Why do we keep getting this kind of judge in our court system? It's because we, the citizens of America, have believed the lie that law should be secular. Secular law means civil law without the influence of God and His morality. But there is actually no such thing as secular law, not in the strictest sense of the word. Consider, the word law is defined in Noah Webster's dictionary as that which is set in. In other words, it cannot be changed. Well, what law cannot be changed? Only the law of God never changes. Therefore, all civil law, for it to be truly law, must be based on God's moral and civil law revealed in the Bible. This concept, while foreign to most attorneys today, was very well known by America's founders who wrote our original government documents. Our founders had studied extensively William Blackstone's commentaries on the law. These commentaries on law sold more copies in the American colonies than they did in England, where their author was a distinguished jurist. Blackstone's statement concerning the foundation of all civil law reveals how our founding fathers thought about law. He stated, quote, "The teaching thus delivered we call the revealed law, and they are to be found only in the Holy Scriptures. No human law should be allowed to contradict these. Thus, for a law to be truly law, it must be founded in the Bible." This is why a judge who rules that biblical marriage disagrees with our original Constitution is bad wrong. With such a ruling, he admits he is either ignorant of true law or he has set himself to overthrow true law. In either case, he should now be impeached. In reality, he has missed the goal of creating so-called secular law also, and is actually establishing law by a religion. But that religion is not the one revealed in the Bible. It is the religion of humanism. That is, he's elevated his own thoughts to be the highest authority concerning law. That means he set himself up as God. This is the religion the Supreme Court has defined as humanism. This is nothing new. It's been happening since man's rebellion in the Garden of Eden, but it has only been in the last century that the pride of man has reached such arrogance that it would openly declare that man is his own God. Without even touching the truth that no judge has the right to establish law, since that's the responsibility of legislators, not judges, we must consider where humanistic law would lead us. Remember, declaring oneself to be God is the same sin for which Lucifer was cast out of heaven. For this he became the adversary of God and his people, that is, Satan, for that's what the word means. And his end will be eternal punishment in hell. The Bible says of him, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Thus, any law which is based on Satan's way of thinking is destined to destroy the nation in which it operates. That's what God warned us of in Psalm 9:17. "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." So when will America's plunge toward hell change? Only when we quit paying for our kids to go to universities which teach a view of law and life that is not biblical. That's who become the judges. Sort of brings it home, doesn't it? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.